Everything was on schedule and going well on the set of the Perry Needmo News Hour. Beings went about their usual tasks with the same level of efficiency and professionalism as ever. But as Needmo shuffled to his anchor's chair, he knew he was not alone at sensing the pall that hung in the air. Things had been different since the Jedi had left. The Senate's flurry to pass more restrictive legislation on customs, taxes, public behavior, everything really. The sudden appearance of BAMR News, which was so slanted as to make one long for the return of Javis Tears the Jedi among us, not to mention make one wish the Jedi were still among us, was even more disheartening. Needmo was waiting for the censorship to spread to his show, but thus far it hadn't materialized. The free press, it would seem, had not been entirely muzzled, and for that he was glad. Although he often felt like a lone voice crying in the wilderness, as long as he could report the truth, do what hollow journalists were expected to do, should always do, he would stay on the air. The show prided itself on having good news along with the bad, but recently there had been more of the latter than the former. The peculiar decision to elect Padmal Ovan as chief of state, the formation of the infamous subcommittee, the imprisonment of Leia Organa Solo, the not unexpected but still regrettable death of Senator Bramson, and the lead story tonight, all were things Needmo wished he didn't need to cover. But reporting the news, as Mati Vaunt had so poignantly taught them all, was the most important thing a hollow journalist could do, whether the news was hopeful, tragic, or something in between. At least, Needmo thought, they would close on an upbeat note. The arrival of Rokkari Khem, liberator of the Jassar, and the newest GA senator. Surely things would improve, at least somewhat, with such a prominent voice of reason finally able to speak. The Twi'lek makeup assistant darted out, patted down the Chevin's large brow, then hurried off. The music began to play, and the cam operator gave him the countdown.
Good evening, gentle beings, and welcome to tonight's edition of the Perry Needmo News Hour. We've got something special for you tonight, an exclusive. We'll spend the last several minutes of our show airing an interview I conducted just this afternoon with fledgling Senator Rokkari Khem of Karras. But first, a more sobering look as we revisit a story that the late Deveronian holojournalist Mati Vaunt first brought to our attention. The Undercity of Coruscant.
The viewers would now be watching old holo footage, seeing the image of Mati Vaunt, her bright eyes alert, clad in her no-nonsense outfit, her arm around the shoulders of a small, skittish human boy named Terrand.
For a while, the attention Vaunt brought to this violent, forgotten area seemed to make a difference. Areas were recovered and reclaimed. Funds were raised to help provide food, clothing, and shelter for younglings such as Terrand, whom viewers followed for several weeks as Vaunt's story unfolded. But with Vaunt's tragic death, interest in healing this wound to the very heart of Coruscant waned.
Now Needmo knew, viewers would be watching footage just captured a few hours ago.
We descended into the depths of the Undercity last night to bring you this update.
The images would speak for themselves. The Undercity looked worse than ever. It seemed as though the Yorick coral, slash vines, and other plant growth, far from being beaten back, had all but taken over. Whereas before the inhabitants had tended to shy away from the cams, now the Holofilm crew, who had received hazard pay for obtaining the footage, captured gangs brutally and openly terrorizing those unfortunate enough to be overtaken.
It's as if nothing at all was done. As if the Undercity, briefly recalled, has been more than forgotten. It has been thoroughly forsaken. More and more beings are disappearing in this part of the city, and there is no public outcry to investigate. No one knows why there has been a sudden growth spurt in the plant life here, and it seems unlikely that the Galactic Alliance will fund any kind of research to determine why or to protect the innocent. One thing is tragically certain. It is a darker and more dangerous place than ever before.
and Needmo knew what the viewers would see as the segment ended. A frozen close-up of young Terran's face, contorted in hatred, as he and four other gang members beat a terrified Chad Rafan into a pulp.